नारायण नमस्कृत्या नरों चैवं नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयत्। नश्च प्रायश्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवाय भागवत उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ 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 नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हरे कृष्ण। Morning, dear devotees. Hare Krishna. So this morning's text is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Text 16 and 17. Nisham yam prestam ayantam vasudevo maha mana akruras kocha senat Kograsenascha Ramaschadbhutavikrama Ma Pradyumnascharudishnascha Sambho Jambavati Sutta Prahasa Vibhuschashita Sayana Sana Bhojana Nishamya Pristam Ayantam Vasudevo Mahamana Akrulaksh Kograsenascha Ramaschadbhutavikrama Pradyumnascharudishnascha Sambho Jambavati Sutta Prahasa Vibhuchashita Sayana Sana Bhojana Nishamya Prishtam Ayantam Vasudevo Mahamana Akrulas Kogra Senascha Ramaschadbhutavikrama Pradyumnascharudishnascha Sambho Jambavati Sutta Prahasa Vibhuchashita Sayana Sana Bhojana. Hare Krishna. Okay, we do word for word. Nishamya, just hearing. Prestam, the dearmost. Ayantam, coming home. Vasudeva, Vasudeva, the father of Krishna. Mahamana, the magnanimous. Akrura, Akrura. Cha, and. Ugrasena, Ugrasen. Cha, and. Rama, Balaram, the elder brother of Krishna. Cha, and. Adhuta, superhuman. Vikrama, prowess. Pradyumna, Pradyumna. Charudeshna, Charudeshna. Cha, and. Samba, Samba. Jambavati Sutta, the son of Jambavati. Prahasa, extreme happiness. Vega, force. Uchchasita, being influenced by. Shayana, lying down. Asana, sitting on. Bhojana, dining. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. On hearing that the most dear Krishna was approaching Dwarka Dham, magnanimous Vasudev, Akrura, Ugrasen, Balaram, the superhumanly powerful, Pradyumna, Charudeshna, and Samba, the son of Jambavati, all extremely happy, abandoned resting, sitting, and dining. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Vasudev, son of King Sudarshan, husband of Devaki, and father of Lord Sri Krishna. He is a brother of Kunti and father of Subhadra. Subhadra was married with her cousin Arjuna, and this system is still prevalent in some parts of India. Vasudeva was appointed minister of Ugrasen, and later on he married 8 daughters of Ugrasen's brother Devaka. Devaki is only one of them. Kamsa was his brother-in-law, and Vasudeva accepted voluntary imprisonment by Kamsa on mutual agreement to deliver the 8th son of Devaki. This was foiled by the will of Krishna. As maternal uncle of the Pandavas, he took active part in the purificatory process of the Pandavas. He sent for the priest Kashyapa at the Satasringa Parvata, and he executed the functions. When Krishna appeared within the bars of Kamsa's prison house, he was transferred by Vasudeva to the house of Nanda Maharaj, or foster father of Krishna at Gokul. Krishna disappeared along with Baladeva prior to the disappearance of Vasudeva, and Arjun, Vasudeva's nephew, undertook the charge of the funeral ceremony after Vasudeva's disappearance. Akrura, the commander-in-chief of the Vrishni dynasty and a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Akrura attained success in devotional service to the Lord by the one single process of offering prayers. He was a husband of Sutani, daughter of Ahuka. He supported Arjun when Arjun took Subhadra forcibly away by the will of Krishna. Both Krishna and Akrura went to see Arjun after his successful kidnapping of Subhadra. Both of them presented dowries to Arjun after this incident. Akrura was present also when Abhimanyu, the son of Subhadra, was married with Uttara, the mother of Maharaj Parikshit. Ahuka, the father-in-law of Akrura, was not on good terms with Akrura, but both of them were devotees of the Lord. That's interesting. So, Ugrasen. Ugrasen, one of the powerful kings of the Vishnu dynasty, and a cousin of Maharaj Kunti Bhoja. His other name is Ahuka. His minister was Vasudeva, and his son was the powerful Kamsa. This Kamsa imprisoned his father and became the king of Mathura. By the grace of Lord Krishna and his brother, Lord Baladeva, Kamsa was killed, and Ugrasen was reinstalled on the throne. When Shalva attacked the city of Dwarka, Ugrasen fought very valiantly and repulsed the enemy. Ugrasen inquired from Naradaji about the divinity of Lord Krishna. When the Yadu dynasty was to be vanquished, Ugrasen was entrusted with the iron lump produced from the womb of Shamba. He cut the iron lump into pieces and then pasted it and mixed it up with seawater on the coast of Dwarka. After this, he ordered complete prohibition within the city of Dwarka and the kingdom. He got salvation after his death. Baladeva. He is a divine son of Vasudeva by his wife Rohini. He is also known as Rohini Nandana, the beloved son of Rohini. He was entrusted to Nanda Maharaj along with his mother Rohini when Vasudeva embraced imprisonment by mutual agreement with Kamsa. So Nanda Maharaj is also the foster father of Baladeva along with Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna and Lord Baladeva were constant companions from their very childhood, although they were stepbrothers. He is a plenary manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore he is as good and powerful as Lord Krishna. He belongs to the Vishnu Tattva, the principle of Godhead. He attended the Swayamvara ceremony of Draupadi along with Sri Krishna. When Subhadra was kidnapped by Arjun, by the organized plan of Sri Krishna, Baladeva was very angry with Arjun and wanted to kill him at once. Sri Krishna, for the sake of his dear friend, fell at the feet of Lord Baladeva and implored him not to be so angry. Sri Baladeva was thus satisfied. Similarly, he was once very angry with the Kauravas, and he wanted to throw the whole city into the depths of the Yamuna. But the Kauravas satisfied him by surrendering to his lotus, to his divine lotus feet. He was actually the seventh son of Devaki prior to the birth of Lord Krishna. But by the will of the Lord, he was transferred to the womb of Rohini to escape the wrath of Krishna, wrath of Kamsa. His other name is therefore Sankarshan, who is also the plenary portion of Sri Baladeva. Because he is as powerful as Lord Krishna and can bestow spiritual power to the devotees, he is therefore known as Baladeva. In the Vedas, it is also enjoined that no one can know the Supreme Lord without being favored by Baladeva. Bala means spiritual strength, not physical. Some less intelligent persons interpret Bala as the strength of the body. But no one can have spiritual realization by physical strength. Physical strength ends with the end of the physical body. But spiritual strength follows the spirit soul to the next transmigration. And therefore, the strength obtained by Baladeva is never wasted. The strength is eternal, and thus Baladeva is the original spiritual master of the devotees. All devotees. Sri Baladeva was also a class friend of Lord Krishna as a student of Sandipani Muni. In his childhood, he killed many asuras along with Sri Krishna. And specifically, he killed the Dhenukasura at Talapan. During the Kurukshetra battle, he remained neutral. And he tried his best not to bring about the fight. He was in favor of Duryodhana, but still, he remained neutral. When there was a club fight between Duryodhana and Bhimsen, he was present on the spot. He was angry at Bhimsen when the latter struck Duryodhana on the thigh or below the belt, and he wanted to retaliate the unfair action. Lord Sri Krishna saved Bhima from his wrath. But he left the place at once, being disgusted at Bhimsen. And after his departure, Duryodhana fell to the ground to meet his death. The funeral ceremony of Abhimanyu, the son of Arjuna, was performed by him, and he was a maternal uncle. It was impossible to be performed by any other Pandavas who were all overwhelmed with grief. At the last stage, he departed this world from this world by producing a great white snake from his mouth, and thus he was carried by Seshanaga in the shape of a serpent. Pradyumna. Pradyumna is the incarnation of Kamadeva, or according to others, incarnation of Sanat Kumara, born as the son of the Supreme Personality, of the Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, and Lakshmi Devi Srimati Rukmini, the principal queen at Dwarka. He was one of those who went to congratulate Arjuna upon his marrying Subhadra. He was one of the great generals who fought with Shalva, and while fighting with him, he became unconscious on the battlefield. His charioteer brought him back to the camp on the battlefield, and for this action, he was very sorry and rebuked his charioteer. However, he fought again with Shalva and was victorious. He heard all about the different demigods from Naradachi. He is one of the four plenary expansions of Lord Sri Krishna. He is the third one. He inquired from his father, Sri Krishna, about the glories of the Brahmanas. During the fratricidal war amongst the descendants of Yadu, he died at the hand of Bhoja, another king of the Vishnus. After his death, he was installed in his original position. Charudeshna, another son of Lord Krishna and Rukmini Devi. He was also present during the Swayambhara ceremony of Draupadi. He was a great warrior like his brothers and father. He fought Bibinidaka and killed him in the fight. Samba, one of the great heroes of the Yadu dynasty and the son of Lord Sri Krishna by his wife Jambavati. He learned the military art of throwing arrows from Arjun, and he became a member of parliament during the time of Maharaj Yudhisthira. He was present at the Rajasriya Yajna of Maharaj Yudhisthira. When all the Rishnis were assembled during the time of Prabhas Yajna, his glorious activities were narrated by Satyaki before Lord Baladev. He was also present along with his father, Lord Sri Krishna, during the Ashvamedha, Ashvamedha Yajna performed by Yudhisthira. He was presented before some rishis falsely dressed as a pregnant woman by his brother. And in fun, he asked the rishis what he was going to deliver. And the rishis replied that he would deliver a lump of iron, and that would be the cause of the fratricidal war of the family of, in the family of Yadu. The next day, in the morning, Samba delivered a large lump of iron, which was entrusted to Ugrasen for necessary action. Actually, later on, there was the foretold fratricidal war, and Samba died in that war. So all of these sons of Lord Krishna left their respective palaces, and leaving aside all engagements, including lying down, sitting, and dining, hastened towards their exalted father. Om Aginati Bidandasya Gyana Ganashavakaya Chakshu Omritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dhati Swapadatikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sri Sri Rupa Sagijatam Sahagana Rabunatam Vitam Tansajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamsta. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate. Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Vishabhanu Sute Devi Paramami Hari Priya. Vancha Kalpat Rubhishta Kripa Sundibheva Chapatitanam Pavane Vivaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Dvaita Gadadha Sivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimadhi Bhaktivedanta Swami Itinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyabhadi Paschatyadi Shatarini Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prima Padaya Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gurati Se Namaha Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Himavedi Vacha Vishumiraya Tasmi Mahaprima Raspadaya Chaitanya Chindraya Namo Namaste Sri Chaitanya Chindraya Namo Namaste Sri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Sri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Hare Krishna. So the English translation of the text again is, on hearing that the most dear Krishna was approaching Dwarkadham, magnanimous Vasudev, Akrura, Ugrasen, Balaram, the superhumanly powerful, Pradyumna, Charudeshna, and Samba, the son of Jambavati, all extremely happy, abandoned resting, sitting, and dining. So, just like in all of the Shastras and what they tell us, this one is no different. Just by looking at the actions of all of these powerful Kshatriyas, we see how important they regard Krishna. A person is important in another person's mind. Person A is important in person B's mind. When person B hears about person A and stops, person B stops everything they're doing to attend to or do something for person A. That is the big lesson we learn from this. Lord Krishna had been gone, protecting and enthusing his devotees, and he's returned to Dwarka. His devotees in Hastinapur, and he's returned to Dwarka. And one of the things that actually happened that was very, very significant was the departure of Bhishma Dev. Krishna was there to make it a grand occasion. Now he returns after saving Maharaj Parikshit from the womb, in the womb from the Brahmastra. He comes back to Dwarka. He announces his presence at the outskirts of Dwarka. Many people go to see him. Even the invalid brahmanas go to see him. And now the kshatriyas, the great kshatriyas in Dwarka Dham, have heard that he's coming.
A book rakho sabse important to come. Soham ki bhi beta. To study reading books as
ki. Hare Krishna, please, mute your phone. Mute it so that it doesn't come through here. Hare Krishna. Thank you. So, they have heard that Krishna's come, and the word is all around Dwarka. Most important personality is Krishna. Not only in Dwarka, everywhere. The most important personality in our lives is Krishna. The most important personality through whom we can be delivered is Krishna. Through the agency of Guru. If we have time, we'll talk about it a little more. On hearing that the most dear Krishna was approaching Dwarka Dham, Vasudev, father of Krishna, Akrura, who definitely went very, very, very instrumental in causing the death of Kamsa, because he went to get Krishna and Balaram to bring them to Mathura. Ugrasen, the king, he's dubbed as, for lack of a better word, Kamsa's father. Well, in a sense, it is Kamsa's father in one way, but there's a whole pastime behind that. Balaram, the plenary expansion of Krishna, and definitely shows so much by way of service to Krishna. And so he's in Krishna's pastimes left and right. Pradyumna, one of the Chaturviha, the four forms of Krishna, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Aniruddha, and Pradyumna. Charudeshna, also a great Kshatriya, and Samba, son of Jambavati from Krishna. So they all are, in their own rights, very important personalities. But they all heard about Krishna coming, and they abandoned, the word's a strong word, abandoned resting, abandoned sitting, abandoned dining. Those that we know that abandon everything they're doing when they hear Krishna's flute are the gopis. And in this case, these wonderful and exalted personalities are also showing the importance of connecting with Krishna. What do we learn from this? We should also, whenever we're ready to hear about anything connecting with Krishna, we should put that at the forefront of our minds. We may be doing something, but anytime some service comes, that service should be given the priority. When it comes to choosing between material and spiritual activity, when there's only so much time, we must choose the spiritual over the material. Because the spiritual is service to Krishna and Krishna's devotees, and the spiritual is what satisfies Krishna and satisfies Guru. Spiritual activity is the most important. And so we see here, they all stopped whatever they were doing to give attention to Krishna. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks a little bit about history. First, the lineage, material lineage, beginning with Vasudev. He's the son of King Sureshan, husband of Devaki, and father of Lord Sri Krishna. So there's Vasudev, and then there's Vasudev. Vasudev, when you stress the E a little longer, that is Krishna himself. Vasudev, played the role of father of Krishna. We say play the role because Krishna is Aja, is unborn. So, but for his pastime purposes, he will come through his devotees. So this one's Vasudev and Devaki, wonderful pastime, so much unfoldment and unfolding after his appearance. And he appeared as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, four-handed Vishnu. And Devaki and Vasudev requested that he change to a regular baby after that, pastime of Krishna, which he did. And later on, he went to Gokul by his own instructions to Vasudev to take him. So much that appeared. So Vasudev was very, very instrumental. Also, Vasudev, at the time that Devaki was about to be killed, when Kamsa heard the message that the eighth son of Devaki and Vasudev was going to cause his death, it's the same Vasudev that somehow managed to change Kamsa's mind. Now, he was able to change Kamsa's mind partly because of his own reputation as a person, Vasudev's own reputation, that as a person, he was the type of person, if he says something, he's going to keep his word. Very, very important for us too, that we should be dependable. Vasudev was dealing with a demon, Kamsa. So, in order for Krishna's appearance to come, this whole thing was set up, and the way in which these wonderful, exalted personalities act in different situations is also a lesson for us. Vasudev was able to come up with some plan that made Kamsa feel that, all right, there's no reason to kill my sister. Vasudev is very, very, very instrumental and intelligent in that situation, in that sense. When we also get caught in situations where we have to think fast, the first thing we have to do is to pray to our guru and pray to Krishna. Ask for intelligence to deal with the situation. And that's everywhere, any and everywhere, in every situation. Sometimes it may be even a material situation. But if you know to connect with Krishna through prayer, through the agency of a spiritual master, then we are saying, in one sense, I'm submitted to you, dear Lord. You deal with the situation and use me as an instrument. Vasudev, even though that particular pastime is described, what he said, trying to tell Kamsa, you're killing your sister in front of everybody, your reputation is going to be, this woman is weak and you're very strong, Kshatriya, what people are going to think of you, and all of those, he brought, causing Kamsa to think a little bit. Just enough. But that is through the help of Krishna. We should remember as devotees that Krishna says, Sarva Sastraham Shri Sannivishto Matas Viti Gyana Aponapcha. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, on Yoga of the Supreme Person, text 15, the first two lines, says, I'm seated in everyone's heart. From me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. Remembrance and forgetfulness and knowledge. What to do, that's knowledge. The content, when to remember and when to forget, that is the timeliness of it. It all comes from Krishna. That's why we're saying that we should appeal to the Lord through prayer. The guide us in different situations. And when we learn to do that, especially different situations for service, we don't ask Krishna for material things, but we ask Krishna for service. Krishna takes care of material. As Srila Prabhupada puts it, that if Krishna eats all of these, even the non-human bodied type of entities, birds, beasts, insects, fish, feeds all of them. Now why would he neglect human beings? But when we submit to him, then he has us protected and he has us cared for. He also says those who do that, I will in fact reward what they lack and maintain what they have. So that's a promise given by Krishna. We won't have to go anywhere, but depend on him. So Vasudev is very exemplary in his actions. And when there was purificatory process for the Pandavas, the Papa says here, he was the one that took on the service of bringing Kashyapa Muni and taking good part in this. What do we learn from it? When activities are coming up, we should volunteer. This is a time, especially in the summer, where different temples are having Rathyatra. We should openly, from our hearts, volunteer to do as much as possible for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. So, we have so many services, regular services, and other services that come up because of different functions, different ceremonies. We should be very eager to serve. As soon as we get the idea that something is coming up we could help, we should easily try to get this mind, get to the habit of causing the mind, when we say easily, but when we do it repeatedly, it becomes a habit. Once it becomes a habit, then it's easy for the mind to take on, all right, I will do this particular service. Or for this, that's going to happen, this particular activity, I will take part in this way or that way. And immediately see those who are responsible for managing and saying, okay, I will do this particular service. We go to a temple sometimes. We go, all right, we want to see the deity. We visit a different temple. That's nice to visit the deity. That's nice to talk to the devotees. But the highest, actually, the most impressive situation is to ask for service at that place that you go to. You see something and you immediately help there even while you're there. And you can't go as a visitor, true enough, but Krishna knows that we also support everywhere we go, we can perform devotional service. So why not? Even as a visitor, you can jump in and help. Like that. Akrura, the commander-in-chief of the Vishnu dynasty, so he was a great Kshatriya, and he was the one that Kansa thought he could go through to get Krishna and Balaram to come to Mathura. But he did not know that it was actually part of Krishna's own plan that when he got to Mathura, he would in fact get rid of him, be able to kill in Kamsa. He sent Akrura. Now, Akrura is famous for offering prayers. Vandana. It's one of the 9 loving principles of service to Sri Krishna. So, a little bit about this. It's talked about his lineage. It's talked about here. He was the husband of Sutani, daughter of Ahuka. Ahuka later on is defined as Ugrasen. So, some of his activities are listed here. So, in the marriage ceremony, Akrura was present when Abhimanyu and Uttara got married, and Maharaj Pariksit was born later on from that marriage. Now, well, he's known, Akrura, for prayers to Krishna. Prayers are very important. We've talked about it a little bit. That sometimes when situation comes, we shouldn't just trust our own intelligence, but just a short prayer, quick prayer, would guide us. That's asking for Krishna to help us in the situations. And Akura attained perfection through prayer. Now, it's been described to us that, yes, prayer, well, as long as hearing and chanting and all of that, they help us in devotional service to develop Krishna prema, ultimately. Now, while some of these exalted devotees can do one activity and go back to Godhead or attain perfection, we are not at that point as conditional souls. So whatever we do, we have 9 processes. Prayer alone for us won't take us back to Godhead, not because it cannot, but because we ourselves are not of the caliber to, we're not pure enough. And so the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra should be done along with all of the services, including prayer. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Srila Prabhupada said in other places in the Shastra and his purports that whatever we do, including prayer, including hearing, chanting for us must be added. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra should always be added. And to get the benefit, full benefit of a chanting, we also have to chant the Panchatattva Mantra. That's what it's there for. Because that appeals to Lord Chaitanya, the Panchatattva, Lord Nityananda. So, like that, when we pray the Panchatattva, it makes us get the full benefit of the chanting. Because when we chant, sometimes the mind roams. And to chant sincerely, when the mind is roaming, it's not possible. When the mind is roaming, the chanting cannot come sincerely. But there is forgiveness because the Lord Chaitanya is most magnanimous. And therefore that mantra then helps for us to gain more from the chanting. So, the chanting is important along with the other services too. Akura, as even Maharaj Parikshit, he heard from Sukadeva Goswami, just hearing alone, looking back to Godhead. Akura, prayer alone did. Maharaj Yugesen, one of the powerful kings of the Vishnu dynasty. So, he was imprisoned by Kansa. Actually, Maharaj Yugesen and his wife took a break in one of the mountains that heavenly beings usually would meet there and sport. It's very, very nice. Now there are nice caves, nice flowers, and so on. So he was there with his wife. And there was a demon that saw Yugesen's wife. And at that time, Yugesen's wife had separated a little bit distance-wise from the husband. And this demon changed himself to look like Kansa. Changed himself to look like Yugesen, and approached Yugesen's wife. And so Yugesen's wife thought that that was her husband that had come to her. This disguised demon, looking like Yugesen, requested sexual activity from Yugesen's wife, and so she consented, thinking that that's her husband. And it didn't take long for her to find out the way she was being handled, that Yugesen normally wouldn't do that. And so she began to be suspicious, and again, began to speak and confront with doubts in her mind about who this person was. And so the demon admitted that, okay, I am not Yugesen, but you should feel yourself fortunate that even somebody like me who's better than Yugesen is with you like that. So this is what happened. This is what happened. So Ugrasen's wife got pregnant by this particular deceptive situation, and Ugrasen accepted the child. So this is how cancer was born. It was born through a demon. He's also demonic, as we all know. So Ugrasen, later, this Samba situation, this is Krishna planned it, actually, how to get the inhabitants of Dwarka to go back, go to Godhead, the dynasty. The Yadu army could not be defeated by anyone. They were the strongest. And so this whole pastime of Samba being dressed like a woman and approaching the sages and deceiving the sages and by asking them, well, you can't deceive them so easily because they can read minds, but playing the game that here's a woman, she's pregnant, what kind of child would be born, you know, male or female, even though we all knew Samba was male and looking like pregnant, obviously can't have a child. But the sages saw through that, and then they cursed them. They said, well, you're going to be delivering a lump of iron, and that will be the destruction of the dynasty. So Samba later on did, in fact, when they were taking his clothes off, this iron piece came out. Big iron piece. And they were scared because they had been told that that iron piece would be the destruction of the dynasty for the Yadus. So they gave it to Ugrasen. And Ugrasen had it crushed into very, very, very small particles of iron. And it was thrown in the sea, in the ocean. But the particles washed ashore in Prabhashetra, and they grew into reeds. So the reeds were actually backed up by iron. And so when the time came for the dynasty, according to the way Krishna planned it, to get rid of, to send everybody's physical body out of there, and then the souls go back to Godhead, they went to Prabhashetra. They saw signs that were not auspicious, and Krishna said, all right, well, we're seeing omens that are funny. Let's go to do some yagyas and so on. So they went to Prabhashetra. The Kshatriyas went there. And when they performed that, it's a whole pastime, they performed that yagyas, and then they also had some intoxicants. They drank, they got a little drunk, and then they started getting at each other and you know, teasing each other, and they were Kshatriyas. And now, next thing they knew, some people had gotten upset, the weapons were drawn, they started fighting, they started killing each other. Krishna and Balaram came, they tried to stop them, but these Kshatriyas were so drunk that they wanted to continue even involving Krishna and Balaram in the fight. So Krishna and Balaram also had to defend themselves. They killed each other. And they took some of the reeds when the weapons were used up. They took some of the reeds and even fought with the reeds. And this is how that lump of iron caused the destruction of the Yadu dynasty. This is when it was crushed and thrown in the sea, and then later on they washed ashore, and then somehow they grew as reeds. They were used in that fight. So, of course, this is all plans by Krishna to get ultimately everybody to go back to Godhead. Baladev, divine son of wife Vasudev by his wife Rohini. So Baladev was also called Rohini Nandana. Nanda Nandana is Krishna, Rohini Nandana. Yashoda Nandana, Krishna, Rohini Nandana, Baladev. He was also entrusted to Nanda Maharaj. So, and we know that this was the child before Krishna was born, and the Yogamaya was has to do the service of transferring from the womb of Devaki, Baladev, to the womb of Rohini in Gokul. So this is all part of Krishna's plans. So Baladev was not present, or he didn't take part in the fratricidal war, looking at it that way. The Kurus and the Pandavas are supposed to be related. Their fathers were brothers. These were cousins. And so Baladev did not take part of the, in the fight. Krishna didn't, but he was, of course, Arjuna's charioteer. Anyway, it's described here, the spiritual part of things. Bala means spiritual strength and not physical strength. And Srila Prabhupada is making the point that some people interpret Bala like the strength of the body. Sometimes we may make the mistake of thinking that because Baladev was able to literally, physically kill so many people, and he was just very strong as Dhenukasura and all the donkey demons in Taliban were killed by Krishna and Balaram. Balaram took a great part in that, because that was physically getting rid of demons. But still, Srila Prabhupada maintains, Bala means spiritual strength. So, in order to develop spiritual strength ourselves, we also should look not only at the two things, checking in with Guru, making sure we connect with Guru, because our spiritual success depends on the extent to which we connect with our spiritual master. Very, very important. Spiritual master is a representative of Krishna. So if our connection with spiritual master is strong, then our connection with Krishna is also going to be not only strong, but sweet. And spiritual master is very important in a devotee's life. And we should never, ever forget that. Sometimes we may be swayed into thinking that, all right, spiritual master is a Diksha Guru, he's giving me initiation, now I can do whatever I want. No, it doesn't work like that. You're not going to grow much spiritually if you think that way. You have to obey spiritual master's instruction, and for that matter, all spiritual masters, including your Diksha and the others who will be Shiksha Gurus then. If you disobey them, that is the third offense of the 10 offenses. So we take that connection seriously, and then Krishna will sweeten the relationship between us and him. And the whole bhakti will take on a sweetness that we wouldn't know unless we connect well with our spiritual master. We develop spiritual strength that way. Samba, we talked a little bit about Samba. He's the son of Krishna by his wife Damavati, and we talked about he was being the one that was the major person to try to deceive we finally got cursed by the Munis, by the Rishis, about this iron lump of iron. We talked about that already. So all of these wonderful, elevated personalities stopped everything they were doing. Whether they were lying down, they were sitting or dining, they went to the place where Krishna was at, according to what they heard in Dwarka, to meet him and to give all attention to him and to excite the other devotees who were there, in just joining in and praising Krishna, heaping all glories on the Lord. And this is what we also should do, heaping all glories on the Lord, all glories on Gurudev, all glories on Srila Prabhupada. And that way, our own devotion will be increasing in excitement, spiritual excitement. And that will make us happy internally. And then things that worry us, usually, materially, won't bother us anymore. We would just tolerate and go on. And as far as tolerating, it was also one of the examples or the advice given by Maharaj Shabadev in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, Text 10 to 13. He said, we should tolerate the duality of pleasure and pain, which are like seasonal changes of summer and winter. This place is miserable. Even the higher planetary systems are miserable. But when we take bhakti seriously and give our attention to Krishna and Krishna consciousness as a whole, then the happiness will come internally. And then from there, we know that we'll be on our way back to Godhead by the mercy of Guru. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we'll stop.
Thank you so much, Parikshit Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
You really covered, as Srila Prabhupada did in the purport, you know, so many of these great personalities, giving further explanation. So very, very nice, wonderful class.
Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. Okay.
You touched on that word abandon, and I was thinking about in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharma Pratyajana, when Krishna says, abandon all varieties of religion and surrender them to me.
Mm.
And you can see how these devotees who are being described, Krishna's family, you know, they abandoned, they followed that instruction.
Mm.
When they heard that Krishna was coming, they just abandoned everything and went to go see him.
Mm-hmm. Very important lesson for us.
Yeah.
Krishna comes first.
Yeah.
All about Krishna, everything means that everything else gets put on hold. Hare Krishna.
Let's see, we have Kalpesh.
Yeah.
And Sonia, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Very happy to see your face all the time. You are always smiling. one of the good, I mean, we want to learn that, how to do that. What's the secret?
Okay.
Thank you for sure giving this discourse this morning. Appreciate a lot.
Krishna's mercy.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions in terms of strength of measuring spirituality. Yeah, you brought up a good point that the connection between spiritual master and the devotee. So knowing that the connection, I would like to know, even though one is kind of surrendered to spiritual master, but spiritual master is not 24/7 with him, okay? Knowing that circumstances, and these are some of the qualities like tolerating, not having anger, not being greed, etc. All those strong emotions, which are not conducive for our growth in spirituality.
Those we have to
avoid. Yeah, so the guru is not seeing it. And people mostly, even though have the spiritual masters, they may engage doing the activities, not seeing the full picture of it. Like they may come and donate something to temple, but then they will play in the stock market and then make money, and then they will give it. So how do we, like, because it is not possible for the spiritual master to discriminate every single thought which comes into our brain. So in that situation, what is the role of spiritual master? How do the devotee make sure he gets the right understanding at every step of thoughts for progressing into spirituality? I was just putting one question. Second is like when your spiritual expansion is occurring. So I see Prabhupada and any bigger leaders in that case. So they kind of show the compassion and they try to reach out to many and many and spend their time spreading the Krishna consciousness because that is the flavor they tasted for themselves. Could you also say that what will be the expansion of the spiritual beyond your body?
When you say expansion of the spiritual beyond the body, can you explain that a little more? What do you mean by that?
I can explain. It's like when we only think about ourselves, we think about our own spiritual journey. But mm-hmm. when we think about others, that is I see as an expansion. That's my seeing the expansion.
Okay.
That I'm not thinking about me only, because that is the real expansion I see. When I think about, I just need to control myself, that is true.
That's on a personal level.
I see in five phases. I can tell you the first phase is fix your mind and control it so well. That's number one. Number two, then you fix your family because unity begins at home first. So before going to union of the God, you have to have a union between the people. Third is the community in which you stay. Fourth is the nation. Like I'm staying in the United States. I have to be expanding that consciousness to all of the citizens possible. Fifth is making that to international, which is what Prabhupada did it. So that is the grades I see it, but it is not like eventual that direct grade. But I wanted to know how you see it and what, I mean, ISKCON's perspective is on this. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. So first you talked about the spiritual master, and the spiritual master not being always physically present. So let's talk about that first. The spiritual master connects with us through his instruction. Srila Prabhupada's books, we use and we hear through various means of communication, video, audio, and the books. But Srila Prabhupada is not physically with us. He left in 1977. Yep. He's a spiritual master. But do we even feel that? No, we feel his presence through his instruction. So the spiritual master, and of course we see Srila Prabhupada also, images of him through video and pictures. So that connection is always there, but let's talk about this. Pictures, very important. There is Shakti. Even in the pictures, there is Shakti. Never should we put that down. The spiritual master being with us and communication with the disciple or the devotees through the spiritual master's picture is just as potent. I'll tell you one quick story. My own god brother, at the time he was living in New Jersey, now he's moved to Vrindavan. Now, I had an issue with one of our, at the time I was in the Maryland, Washington DC area. And I really didn't understand her at all. So I went to the spiritual master with basically a complaint. I wrote it in a letter form and gave it to him. He read it. He, explained a few things. And part of the letter, he responded by telling me that, listen, I know what I'm doing. In other words, you may have an issue with this particular person, and I have her in a leadership position, but I know what I'm doing. So, what I was supposed to do, he advised that particular Mataji, and that was over. Now, this is when he was actually physically present. Then he left about in 2005. And I talked about my god brother. My god brother in New Jersey at the time, I went to see him and we shared things confidential with each other. So it turned out that my god brother was having issues with the same Mataji. The same Mataji that I talked about when my was living at that time here and sent my concern to him. And this god brother of mine did not know that I had issues earlier when Aguma Raj was living here on this planet with that same Mataji. He was just telling me. He was telling me. I was at his house, so he says, I had an issue with this particular Mataji, and so I went to Aguma Raj's picture on the altar and poured my heart to him about the issues that I have with this Mataji. And then my god brother told me, Guru Maharaj told him, I know what I'm doing. And I'm saying, but that's what he told me almost 10 years ago. physically present in front of him. He told me that. And now my godfather looked at the picture of my guru and he got the same message. And that was when I learned the importance of connecting with spiritual master through his picture. You pray to the picture. The point we're making is if you pray to the picture, you will get the same messages, I believe with all my heart, as you would if he was actually present. So the spiritual master never really leaves us. We don't need the vapu, the body. You can just go through connection, connect with him and pray for him. And Srila Prabhupada, when we do Guru Puja, we do Guru Puja to Srila Prabhupada in the temple on his murti. And the murti is what we pray to and we offer flowers to one and offer obeisances. Srila Prabhupada's physical body is not here, but his murti, we do that and we get all blessings that way and we all get all help that way. So the connection to the spiritual master can be done in the way described also. Now, as far as the spiritual journey that you're talking about, caring for others, fixing a person's mind, sense control on a personal level, and then deal with the family, as you described, and then community and nation, and then international. Well, you asked for the other opinion. I myself wouldn't say I have a personal opinion, but ISKCON is already an international society. And Srila Prabhupada prepared us very well for ISKCON. So our spiritual journey connected to ISKCON gives respect to the things that Srila Prabhupada has done for this particular planet through the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So in one sentence, connect your spirituality always through ISKCON and be one of those that is moving ISKCON forward and protecting and defending the society. This is how you would give great pleasure to Srila Prabhupada. His Prabhupada struggled so much to get Krishna consciousness off the ground, beginning in New York City, establishing ISKCON. And so, as you do what you're doing, I agree with your, trying to do your sense control and fixing your mind and so on and helping your family. That's true. But when it comes to this particular thing, what I'll add to it is, ISKCON should be protected. If you, before His Holiness Bhakti Chuu Swami left, if you listen to his last few lectures and requests, he was very, very instrumental in maintaining ISKCON as a society and also maintaining the position and acknowledging the position of the founder Acharya, that we should never change that. This is how we get the mercy of Guru. We are going back to Godhead, last point, we're going back to Godhead based on chanting 16 rounds of japa and not 64 that a devotee who is a Vaishnava is supposed to do. Nobody gave that message, that mercy, except Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada's body is ISKCON. And therefore, we should, as we do any other thing in bhakti, be very, very, very willing to be on the side of pro-ISKCON and never anti-ISKCON. That's all I wanted to add to it. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you, Father.
Hare Krishna. Glory to Srila Prabhupada. Any other comments, questions? Okay, I don't hear anything else, so thank you. Vancha kalpati rubhyascha kripa sunibhya eva cha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namah. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai Vancha raj Srimad Bhagavatam
ki jai.